You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for another sight loss story. I'm joined by Nicky Williams from Gwent. Nicky, thanks for speaking to us today.
Hello, how are you?
Can you just start by telling us a little bit about the eye condition that you have?
The problem is I know what it's called, but I don't know anything about it. It's Leber syndrome. That's all I know about it, really. No one seems to know anything about it. All I know it is totally blindness. I can't see out of... I can't see at all, really. That's all I know about it.
And that condition, have you had that since birth, or is that something that happens
Since birth.
Have there been any sort of particular challenges that you faced because of your sight loss?
Going round was a bit awkward at first because, well, as you know, I went to an all-disability school, really. So for deaf, blind and people in wheelchairs and stuff. And because of that, it was a bit, when I left school, it was a bit difficult mixing with other people who haven't got any disability because we weren't at school together, so they didn't know anything about it, really.
And did you find that there was enough support once you left school, the kind of support that maybe you needed?
No. At the time, it was nothing there for people with disabilities back then. It seems to have gone a lot better now, but back then, in the sort of 90s, 2000s, there were much help around, really, I found.
And have you ever used the RNIB for support?
Yes, I've used a lot of RNIB stuff. I'm on groups with them now, so we can speak to people with different disabilities. I'm a part of the Talking Book group. I listen to audio books from them. So, yeah, they're pretty good.
And how do you find that being part of those groups help you in your sort of day-to-day life?
Easier, because they've pretty much all got the same situation. So, you know, you can talk freely about it and you don't feel you're being criticised by other people, really, I always find.
And what does your life look like now? Do you use any assistive technology to help in your day-to-day life?
No, not really. I just use a white stick, a cane, to help me go round. But everything else, really, is just the same. I've got little tactile buttons on my, stuff I want to use on my microwave, so it helps me around. Yeah, I find it easier that way. Because if you buy any of these talking microwaves and stuff, I know they're great, but they can cost a fortune. And at the times we are in at the moment with the money situation and I'm with everyone, not everyone can afford it.
So how do you access things when you talk about things like talking books? What do you use to access your entertainment and things like that?
I've got a radio cassette player. So I got... Yeah, I've got a concerto radio CD and cassette player. So usually I get mine on CD from the RNIB. They send me a few a week on CD, and that's how I listen to them.
Do you have any advice for people who might just be starting their sight loss journey?
Oh yeah, there's always the advice I have to give is I tell everyone, please, if anyone's got any sight loss or struggling with the sight, don't forget, you can always contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. And they're always willing to help you. They'll put you in contact with groups in your area that you could hang about with and talk to. So please, just don't suffer in silence, I always say.
Absolutely. And have you called the helpline previously, Nicky? What have you spoken with RNIB about when you've called that number?
Loads of stuff, really. Books, TV stuff. And they can help you if you've got, if you're struggling with your disability. If you're worried about if you're getting enough money as well, if you're getting paid for anything, they could always give you the right advice how to get on to that, to see if you're claiming the right amount, because not everyone is, and a lot of people are frightened to contact them just in case they have money stocks. But no, they'll, RMIB will help you with that.
Fantastic. Well, it's all about trying to get a bit more support, isn't it?
It is, yes, it is.
Well, Nicky Williams, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your sight loss story.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.